Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm truly grateful that you're here with us today, no matter where you're listening from. In your car, getting ready for work, preparing the children for school, or simply sitting quietly with a cup of tea. I believe today's message will strengthen your heart and remind you that God is still your source of strength. Today's devotional topic is Finding Strength in God Alone. Our Bible text is from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, which says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What a powerful promise from God. Let me begin with this story. You know, there's a true story about the famous missionary, Hudson Taylor, who spent years serving in China under extremely difficult conditions. There were times when he had no money, no assurance of support, and severe physical exhaustion. In one of his writings, he confessed something remarkable. He said, I used to ask God for help, then I asked if I might help him. Finally, I ended up asking God to do his work through me. That statement carries deep wisdom. Many times, we try to carry life by our own strength. We try to fix everything ourselves. We want to appear strong before people while secretly feeling weak inside. But there comes a point where human strength reaches its limit. And honestly, some of you listening this morning know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever smiled outside while carrying battles nobody knows about inside? Have you ever felt emotionally drained, spiritually tired, or mentally exhausted? Have you ever prayed and said, Lord, I don't think I can keep doing this alone. If that's you today, hear this clearly. God never asked you to carry life without him. The truth is, sometimes God allows our human strength to fail so we can discover his divine strength. The Bible says in Bible 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Did you hear that? His strength is perfected in weakness, not in pretending. Not in performance, not in self-sufficiency. God's strength becomes visible when we surrender. And can I encourage someone listening right now? You are not weak because you need God. In fact, depending on God is one of the greatest strengths a believer can have. David understood this deeply. That's why in Psalm 121 he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Notice something. David didn't say his help came from money, connections, intelligence, or influence. He said his help came from the Lord. So let me ask you this morning, what have you been depending on more than God? Your salary, your plans, your abilities, or people's approval? And what happens when those things fail? This is why God sometimes shakes the things we rely on so we can return to relying on him. And somebody listening today needs to hear this encouragement. The God who sustained you yesterday will not abandon you today. Bible Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23 says, His mercies are new every morning. Every morning means today included. That means fresh strength is available for you today. Fresh wisdom is available for you today. Fresh grace is available for you today. You may feel tired, but you are not defeated. You may feel delayed, but you are not forgotten. You may feel weak, but God's power is still at work in your life. And I sense strongly in my spirit this morning that someone listening has been carrying silent burdens. You've been trying to appear strong for everyone else. But today, God is saying, Come to me. Let me carry what you cannot carry. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Not temporary escape, not distraction, real rest. Can I remind you today? Eagles don't struggle with storms the way smaller birds do. Eagles use the storm to rise higher. And according to Isaiah 40 verse 31, those who wait on the Lord will mount up with wings like eagles. That means the very thing meant to break you may become the thing God uses to lift you. Let me speak prophetically into your day right now. Every form of exhaustion in your life receives divine strength in Jesus' name. Every burden weighing down your heart is lifted today. Where you have cried secretly, God will send comfort openly. Where your strength has failed, the power of God will sustain you. You will not collapse under pressure in Jesus' name. You will not lose your joy. You will not give up halfway. The grace to continue, the grace to rise again, and the grace to finish strong is coming upon you today in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. What area of your life have you been trying to control without fully surrendering to God? Take a moment today, maybe during your break time or quiet moment, and honestly hand that area over to God in prayer. Actions for the day. Before stepping fully into your activities today, spend at least 5 minutes praying specifically about your weaknesses and worries. Don't hide them from God. Be honest with Him. Ask Him for strength, wisdom, and peace. And while you pray, remember this. God is not intimidated by your weakness. He responds to surrendered hearts. As we begin to round up today's devotional, I want you to remember this powerful truth. Your strength is limited, but God's strength is endless. People may disappoint you. Systems may fail you. Even your own confidence may shake at times. But God remains faithful, and because He is faithful, you will not fail. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this boldly with me. Today, I receive divine strength. I will not be overwhelmed. God is helping me through every challenge. I am rising above fear, weakness, and discouragement. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I will finish this day stronger, wiser, and victorious. God's grace is working for me today. I will win every battle assigned to this day, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you, every listener connected to this devotional today. Lord, you know every burden, every hidden pain, every silent battle, and every area of weakness. I ask today that you strengthen your children. Let weary hearts receive fresh courage. Let anxious minds receive peace. Let those who feel discouraged receive renewed hope. Father, carry every burden too heavy for them to bear. Go before them today, protect them, guide them, favor them, and let your presence surround them throughout this day. May they walk in strength, joy, wisdom, and victory. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast devotional. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or strengthened your heart, please share it with someone who may need it today. Sometimes one message can change the direction of someone's entire day. Remember, with God on your side, you are never alone, and you are never without strength. Have a beautiful and victorious day ahead. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.